shout. A wind bursts from the child in the middle. Bits of her fly in all directions, and the wind picks up the screaming children and scatters them far and wide. All becomes black save for one circle of white. In the centre of the circle is the blindfold with its black eyes staring, staring. B. Farseer's Dream Journal. Chapter 1. Bee Stings.
The map room at Asleviel displayed a territory that included much of the six duchies, part of the mountain kingdom, a large section of Kalsid, and lands along both sides of the Rainwild River. I suspect that it defines for us the boundaries of the ancient Elderling's territory at the time the maps were created. I have been unable to inspect the map room of the abandoned Elderling city, now known as Kelsingra, personally, but I believe it would be very similar. On the Asleviel map were marked points that correspond to standing stones within the six duchies. I think it fair to assume that the identical markings in locations in the mountains, rain wilds, and even Kalsid indicate standing stones that are skill portals. The conditions of those foreign portals are largely unknown, and some skill users caution against attempting to employ them until we have physically journeyed there and witnessed that they are in excellent condition. For the skill portal stones within the six duchies and the mountain kingdom, it seems prudent not only to send skilled couriers to visit every site, but to require every duke to see that any such standing stones are maintained upright. The couriers who visit each stone should document the content and condition of the runes on each face of the stone as well. In a few instances, we have found standing stones that do not correspond to a marking on the Asleviel map. We do not know if they were raised after the map was created, or if they are stones that no longer function. We must continue to regard them with caution, as we do all use of Elderling magic. We cannot consider ourselves to be masters of it until we can duplicate their artifacts.
Skill Portals, Chade Falstar. I ran. I hiked up the heavy white fur coat I wore and ran. I was already too warm, and it dragged and snagged on every twig or trunk I passed. Behind me, Dwalia was shouting for someone to, "Catch her! Catch her!" I could hear the Chalcedian making mooing noises. He galloped wildly about, once passing so close to me that I had to dodge him. My thoughts raced faster than my feet. I remembered being dragged by my captors into a skill pillar. I even recalled how I had bitten the Chalcedian, hoping to make him release Shun. And he had. But he'd held on to me and followed us into the darkness of the skill pillar. No Shun had I seen, nor that servant who had been last in our chain of folk. Perhaps both she and Shun had been left behind. I hoped Shun would escape her, or perhaps had escaped her. I remembered the cold of a buck winter clutching at us when we fled. But now we were somewhere else, and instead of deep cold, I felt only chill. The snow had retreated into narrow fingers of dirty white in the deeper shade of the trees. The forest smelled of early spring, but no branches had yet leafed out. How did one leap from winter in one place to spring in another? Something was very wrong, but I had no time to consider it. I had a more pressing concern. How did one hide in a leafless forest? I knew I could not outrun them. I had to hide. I hated the coat fiercely. I could not pause to wriggle out the bottom of it, for my hands felt as clumsy as fish flippers, and I could not possibly hide from my pursuers in a huge white fur coat. So I fled, knowing I could not escape, but too frightened to let them reclaim me.
Choose a place to take a stand,